This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. As the partial U.S. government shutdown approaches its third week, President Trump and top lawmakers will meet again today in a bid to end the impasse over border security. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This morning's meeting in the Situation Room comes after the new House Democratic majority passed legislation to end the shutdown without giving the president money he wants for his border wall. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says he's not backing down.
The president's been willing to negotiate from the beginning, but he's not going to put our national security and the safety of the American people at risk.
But there are signs of GOP unease. Some senators up for re-election next year say it's time to end the dispute and fund the government. Their leader, though, says the House passed bills are non-starters unless the president backs them. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The government shutdown debate marks the first time President Trump has faced an opposition party in power following 2 years of complete Republican control of the government. 800,000 federal workers have been furloughed or are working without pay. Mexico has formally asked the United States for an exhaustive investigation into a New Year's Day incident in which U.S. agents fired non-lethal weapons to stop migrants from breaching the border. Border agents fired tear gas and pepper spray on January 1st near San Diego. At the time, Border Protection said the tear gas had been used against migrants throwing rocks different from those trying to cross into the United States. British Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt said Friday he was extremely worried about former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, a dual U.S.-UK citizen who has been detained in Russia on espionage charges. In an interview with Sky News, Hunt warned Russia that individuals should not be used as pawns of diplomatic leverage. The U.S. Embassy disclosed Whelan's British citizenship to U.K. officials on Thursday, one day after the U.S. ambassador met with him in a Moscow prison. This is VOA News. The private data of hundreds of German politicians, including Chancellor Angela Merkel, has been hacked and posted on Twitter. A government spokesperson said the initial review has indicated no sensitive information or data of Merkel's had been leaked. The stolen data, which was posted in December, includes personal addresses, phone numbers, even invoices and credit cards. Celebrities and journalists were also targeted. Asian markets rebounded Friday on hopes that upcoming trade talks between the U.S. and China will calm a trade dispute that has rattled global markets. European shares also recouped earlier losses. Stock markets across the globe dropped on Thursday after tech giant Apple said sales of its devices had fallen sharply in China last month. Friday's Labor Department report shows strong job gains for the month of December. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
The Labor Department reports the economy added a whopping 312,000 jobs. At the same time, the unemployment